have the backup plan.
Yeah, but you and I never know exactly what's going to be played when.
No, because we love having... I love when people request music.
Yeah, and exactly.
Finding a place to slide it in is...
And we can find it here because it's freeform.
That's right.
You know, it's really cool.
That's right.
All right, so glad to see you. Let me tell everybody what we played.
We'll
get on with whatever it is I'm doing. In the 10 o'clock hour, it's actually really kind of cool because we have a world premiere, of a track written by Al Pachulis. And it's recorded by the Boston band The Dread Sox, featuring the Bullpen Horns. The single's called Brady. I wonder what that's all about.
Where did that come from?
Came from the Al Pachulis. He sent it an email.
Awesome. Wow, this sounds great.
It's really good. So we're going to do that here in the 10 o'clock hour sometime. So don't go anywhere because you'll miss that.
There you go.
How bad would that be? All right, so let me tell you about the last set. We finished up with a request for Suruchi Bhatia, who's my pal. I work with her. She wanted to hear from the very best of Johnny Hates Jazz. Yeah, that was Johnny Hates Jazz and Shattered Dreams. Good morning, Suruchi. Glad I could play it for you. Justin Towns Earl was before that from 2009's Midnight at the Movies. He covered The Replacements because he's a smart guy, showing off Paul Westerberg's writing skills. Can't Hardly Wait was that one. Pete Yorn from the great Music for the Morning After in 2001. That was Strange Condition. The Gigoloants or the Gigoloants. I don't know which one it is. Do you know, Bob?
I believe it's Gigolo.
Okay. Maybe it probably should be because... Okay. It should be. Minor Chords and Major Themes is that CD. Everyone Can Fly. What a great track that is. It's just such a great track. Did I say it was a great track? I did. The Dream Syndicate, speaking of great tracks, started us off. New Noise. Brand new record called How Did I Find Myself Here? That was Filter Me Through You, and I love that.
Yeah,
I love
nice.
That sound.
Yeah.
I love the muddy guitar kind of... I just love it. It's awesome.
Nice atmosphere.
Atmospheric.
It gives off an
atmospheric. That's right. Yeah. I said it like with a Yiddish tinge. Can you do that?
No. Yeah. I don't have the background for that.
Yeah. Well, it helps because I'm all nasally today, too.
Speaking
of nasally, our friend Mark Hurwitz, he's not here today, but he's doing a very adventurous hike today. And he wrote in and he said, hey. And I said, hey. And he said, you know, Jason Isbell. And I know, Jason Isbell, completely awesome. He said, well, there's a track on his new record called Dress Blues. He said, but I don't want you to play that. I said, really? Why are you telling me this? He goes, well, there's a live version that I want you to play that's even better. So I said, okay. So new noise for this hour is Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. The disc is live from Alabama. This is wonderful. This is called Dress Blues. New at WMFO. Do it with me, Bob.
Medford.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
What can you see from your window? I can't see anything from mine. Flags on the side of the highway and scripture on grocery store sign. Maybe 18 was too early, maybe 30 or 40 is too. You get your chance to make peace with the man. Set down his angels for you. And mamas and grandmamas love you, 'cause that's all they know how to do. But you never planned on the bombs in the sand or sleeping in your dress blue. Bar or a tent by the creek, and your baby would just about be here, and your very last tour would be up. And you won't be back there all dressing in black and drinking sweet tea and styrofoam. Sand or sleeping in your dress blue.
Spend your whole life rolling horses into Troy. Now you up highway, circles towards the sun. Spring fields in the distance, and that's the last big one. After that comes judgment. Oh, and judgment will be swift. You will be eliminated, but here's a parting gift. Champagne, Illinois. No, you will not go to heaven. You'll go to Champagne, Illinois. up back from a walk down the square to the local Kentucky to see what was cooking down there. I looked around at the store.
For keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
WMFO Medford, 10:26 in the morning. Mike on the mic with you. I'm going to be here till 11 a.m. Let me tell you what I played, and then we'll get on with it, shall we? That last set ended with Extreme, who I had the pleasure of seeing at the newly refurbished Worcester Palladium last Saturday night. It was great to hear that song. I can't forget that one. 1990 was the Extreme 2 Porno Graffiti record. Get the Funk Out was that one. My favorite kind of graffiti, by the way. I've said too much. I'm sorry. Ray Davies before that. New record from him, Americana. And remember, the Jayhawks are actually his backing band on this entire record. That's why it's so damn good. And Ray Davies himself is why. That was Poetry. Just before that, local music from the McLovins from the CD called Cohesive. That was the title track. Probably about 7 years old or something. Great job by those guys. They actually have a new record out that I've just started to listen to. Hopefully I'll play some new McLovin's soon. Great band name. The old 97s, just before that, from the Grand Theater, Volume 1. That was Champaign, Illinois. And starting off, by request, from Mark Hurwitz, from Jason Isbell and the 400 Units, their CD Live from Alabama. That was Dress Blues. Can't go wrong with Jason Isbell, can you? No, I don't think you can. I don't. Okay, so remember, coming up in this half hour is going to be a world premiere. It is. And that world premiere is written by Al Pachulis. It's a song especially for a guy named Brady. So stick around. We'll do that. And right now, I'm going to prove something to you. Actually, as a DJ, I don't know if anybody knew this, but I have the ability to manipulate time. And I'm going to do it now with a brand new record from the Foo Fighters. Yeah, I know. I'm really happy, too. I love new Foo Fighters. New disc is called Concrete and Gold, and they think this track is called Sunday Rain. we know it's Saturday, don't we? New noise for this set here at WMFO. It's Foo Fighters. Enjoy, everybody.
I love the sun when it's silhouettes. I like her better when she walks away. I love her hair fall across my face. I like her better when she walks away. Yeah, I like her better when she walks away. I like her better when she didn't stay. Yeah, I like her better when she danced my way. Come on, I like her better when she walks away. Come on. Nets. She works without an eye. I like her better when she walks away. She turns me on like a pickup truck. I like her better when she walks away. I love the sun shining through her dress. I like her better when she walks away. I love her hair in a tangled mess. I like her better when she walks away.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Medford, 10:49 in the morning. Mike on the mic here, Saturday, September 30th. Yeah, officially fall, last day of September, and all that stuff. So let me tell you what we played. And then the top of the set is going to be that brand new track named Brady. I'll tell you more about that in a second. I started off this set with brand new Foo Fighters. Oh, yeah, new CD, Concrete and Gold. That was called Sunday Rain. Really great. As I always say, they don't disappoint. The Dave Mathan. I said Dave Mathan. Yikes. From 1970s Alone Together. That was Shouldn't Have Took More Than You Give. That's the title. I didn't mess that up. Alejandro Escovedo from 2001's A Man Under the Influence CD. That was Castanets. Forgot about that one. I love that. Well, it's Alejandro, isn't it? Band of Horses after that from their excellent 2010 Infinite Arm CD. That was Laredo. And everybody loves from 1973, Dancing in the Moonlight. That was King Harvest. All right, everybody, it's here. It's here, the world premiere. I rhymed. I didn't mean to. The world premiere of the single called Brady, for Tom. And this was recorded by a Boston band called the Dread Sox, featuring the Bullpen Horns. And this was written by our good friend Al Pachulis. Never been played on the radio before, but we're going to change that right now. Again, world premiere, song called Brady by the Dread Sox. New noise right here, WMFO Miffa.
Headed to the Hall of Fame. His name is Tom Brady, but we call him Goat. It ain't no joke, 'cause he's old man all.
the young players dream. And cheer him in the grandstand, see five rings on just one hand. Oh, captain, please, please, win one more for me, please. Anyone can see, there's no QB like Tom. A fan. You gotta love the spirit, never count him out, as we found out. Atlanta in the Super Bowl, Tom Brady took control. Down by 18, greatest comeback you've ever seen. Oh, captain, please. Tom Brady, yeah.
let's make some romance. I know the night is falling and the music's calling.